Suffolk and Nassau County Democratic Party chairs have endorsed Kathy Hochul in New York's 2022 gubernatorial election. Nassau's Jay Jacobs is also the state Democratic Party chair. Karen DeWitt reports he asked other potential candidates who have expressed interest in challenging Hochul to hold off for now.
Democratic Party Chair Jay Jacobs says his endorsement of Hochul, who took office August 24th after former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned in a sexual harassment scandal, is a personal one. He says it does not reflect the will of the county chairs or the Democratic State Committee. But he says Hochul has already shown that she's capable, and he believes she can best win next November against a Republican candidate, as well as help down-ballot Democrats get elected.
We have a governor that has proven she can do the job and do it with distinction.
Jacobs asked other potential candidates to hold their powder for now and give Hochul a chance. He says a party torn apart by multiple candidates would exhaust precious resources and divide Democrats.
Ambition is a necessary trait in our business, but no one should supplant the unity and success of our party with their own ambition.
Attorney General Tish James, New York City Public Advocate Jumaane Williams, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio are all considered to be potential candidates. But Jacobs' announcement can also be read as a warning to former Governor Cuomo. Cuomo issued a letter to supporters Monday morning. In it, he said the scandal that led to him leaving his job was an obvious effort by some to use Albany politics to do what the people of the state would not allow them to do at the ballot box and remove him from office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin is currently the presumptive Republican candidate for governor.